Since 1986, rebels in northern Uganda have been burning villages, massacring families, and kidnapping children to fill their ranks. And according to UNICEF, the Lord's Resistance Army has kidnapped more than 20,000 children ages 4 through 15, including 5,000 in the last year alone. The kidnappings have forced parents to take unusual measures. They send their sons and daughters to spend nights alone on city streets. Jesse Graham reports from Acholi land, where thousands of children commute each night in an effort to escape abduction.
It begins at dusk. The run-down streets of Gulutown fill with a river of tiny barefoot children. They carry papyrus mats, blankets, and sacks they'll use as bedding. They're as young as 4. They walk as much as 5 miles to the war-ravaged urban center, gathering in churches, hospitals, warehouses, and on the dilapidated porches of private homes. By nightfall, over 700 crowd into the bus station in the center of town. 14-year-old Florence Okonyo huddles under the dim glow of a barely lit light bulb. She's trying to study single-celled organisms. She says the noise makes it hard to focus on her biology homework.
I come here every night because if I stay at home, maybe the rebels came at night and attacked me. That's why I come here.
Like most children in northern Uganda, Florence has known terror at the hands of the fanatical religious group fighting to overthrow President Yoweri Museveni. The LRA killed Florence's father and abducted several of her cousins. 12-year-old Richard O'Pier arrives just before 9 o'clock. The three-walled shelter of the station is so full, he lays his empty millet sack in the sooty parking lot. We move in groups and we are so scared, he says. We're afraid for our lives. On the road to town, it isn't only the LRA he fears. The rebels routinely wait until after midnight to strike. But he and his brothers fear Ugandan troops will mistake them for rebels and kill them. In the urban center, the children face other dangers, including rape. On one night last month, a local nonprofit counted over 8,500 children sleeping around town. A charity has hired monitors to patrol the sites. 2 adults assigned to the bus station wade through the sea of kids, using brooms to separate the boys from the girls. Local councilman Paul Kemi drops in to tell the squirming kids it's 10 o'clock, time for bed. Okemi says he feels inadequate, pointing to the children who pour into the parking lot, camp out on nearby verandas, and sleep next to a garbage-filled ditch.
Actually, we are trying to do what we can. Yeah? It is in the hand of God. Yeah? Actually, these people are just exposed like this as you see them. There's nothing else we can do. We cannot even chase them away that you go and sleep in a secure place.
Norbert Mao represents Gulutown in Parliament. He says the Ugandan army has failed to shield the Acholi people from the rebels. Gulutown, a military stronghold, is one of the only places in the region where the government successfully wards off attacks. Mao says the nightly migration of children won't end until there's peace in the region.
In our language, we say you have got to protect the seeds, because it is out of the seeds that you'll get the crops of the future. And I think our people are strongly attached to their children, and that's why they believe that these children should be protected. And this is the bottom line in our call for peace talks, because we care about our children who have been abducted and given guns and turned against us, but we also think we have failed to protect them. And to turn around and kill them after failing to protect them is immoral.
Peace, however, seems elusive. A limited ceasefire established in March broke down last week after attempts at peace talks failed. The president has vowed to end the conflict by force. Meanwhile, LRA killings and kidnappings are on the rise. The children start stirring before sunrise in the bus park. 9-year-old Joffrey Ochura begins his barefoot walk home as the last stars fade from the sky. He trudges past a swamp to the dirt road that leads to his village. When he arrives home an hour later, his mother yells at him for spending the night in the bus park rather than at a church where she'd ordered him to go. He is so stubborn, she says. She worries about him sleeping in such a chaotic place, but she can't risk keeping her son home. And she needs to stay behind to protect her property and care for her younger children. Just 2 weeks ago, the rebels invaded a nearby village.
They looted property and abducted young kids.
Joffrey sweeps the compound while his mother picks up an axe to chop wood. Soon, he'll wash his face and eat some of last night's dinner, a stew of greens and sweet potatoes. There's no school today, so he'll tend to his cassava plants. Tonight, he'll begin his journey back to town, just as he will every night until there's no more war in Acholi land. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Graham in Gulu Town, Uganda.